So I'm not advocating to commit sin. Yeah, no, I'm not telling you to be bad. I'm just saying that salvation's free. I'm saying salvation's a one-time thing. I'm saying that salvation is eternal life, and you can't lose that because Jesus truly paid all of our sins. Now, based on what I showed you, does it sound like salvation's easy or hard?
Easy.
Do you think it's easy or hard?
It's easy.
Now, do you think if God loves you and wants you to go to heaven, he would make it easy or hard?
Easy.
Easy.
Deep in the heart of Fort Worth, Texas, is Texas Christian University, TCU, and we decided to go to the campus to talk to different students about Christian topics. Since they go to a Christian university, you would think these students know a lot about the Bible or that they're saved. But we went there to put them to the test to see what the students had to say and see if any of them could prove me wrong.
Hey, I'm here at TCU, and I'm with who?
Miguel.
Miguel. So are you a student here?
Yes, sir.
What about you?
I'm Jaden, and I'm a student here, yes.
Jaden and Miguel. So, Miguel, how long have you been a student here?
I'm a freshman, so a couple weeks.
Okay, freshman. All right, what about you?
I'm also a freshman, so yeah, a couple weeks.
Are you guys from here? Are you from somewhere else?
I'm from Guatemala.
I'm from Longview, Texas.
I know where that's at. Okay, cool. So you guys friends or what?
Yeah, we're friends.
Best friends, yeah.
All right, nice, cool. Well, I'm here. We're having a discussion about salvation. I have a sign here that says salvation is by faith alone. I asked you guys earlier if you kind of thought it was faith, works, or both. You guys said that you thought maybe it was both. Tell me why you think that.
I think both because you can have faith, but in works, you can show the people that you're faithful and you can set an example. And also by works alone, you can also show an example, but not only that, but the gospel. From what I've read in the Bible, only Jesus can save. He can save others, but at least you can set an example for others to follow that, to follow Jesus.
Okay, what do you think about this?
Well, I mean, as long as you accept God, it's very important that you put him into your daily appetite, daily everything. You have to live through him and not just go to church on Sunday and just one day and then live horribly and the worldly factors throughout the week. So living through him every day, you don't have to just show other people, but to show yourself and to show God that you are for him.
Okay. So I've heard a lot of similar things to what you guys have said before. And I do disagree. I think that the Bible says it's not of works. I want to show you a verse here in Ephesians chapter number 2. This is a King James Bible. It's the New Testament. And in Ephesians chapter number 2, it talks about salvation in verse number 8. It says, "For by grace are you saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast." So this verse says that salvation is of grace and it's not of works. What do you think about this verse?
I agree with it. Of course, here it says, lest any man should boast. Not of works, lest any man should boast. So when I think of works, I don't think of them as, if I ever do charity in my life, I want to do it anonymously because I don't want to do the works for recognition or anything like that. I just want to help people. And I feel like in helping others, you're loving them, as it says in the Bible. So, yeah, of course, it can be only by faith. And I think also works. However, you shouldn't boast about them.
What about you?
I mean, I agree with what he's saying. When I think of works, I don't think necessarily as going out and saying, hey, I'm here doing this community project. I think more of my personal everyday life where I'm reading my Bible, I'm taking my time rather than, playing the video game or watching a movie. When I have my free time, I can go read the Bible and connect with him. I don't think necessarily just as community or going out. Yes, that's a good thing, but like Miguel said, it's not here just to boast and be like, I'm Jaden Giddings doing that. I can do it anonymously. I can do it for God, not for my recognition.
So again, I'm going to disagree with you guys. The Bible does say clearly that we're saved by grace, and it says it's by faith, And it contrasts that by saying it's not of works. The Bible tells us specifically that the word grace cannot include works whatsoever. In Romans chapter number 11, it says, "And if by grace, then it is no more of works, otherwise grace is no more grace. But if it be of works, then it is no more grace, otherwise work is no more work." So according to the Bible, grace is defined as no works whatsoever, and work is defined as not grace. So you can't have both. It would be like saying if something was free and costed $1 million. Yeah. Both can't be true. So according to the Bible, salvation can't both be by grace and by works. That would nullify the definition of both words. So according to the Bible, it's earlier said that it was lest any man should boast. If I told you I'm going to heaven because I go to church, read the Bible, I follow God's commandments, I help people, that's me bragging about the works that I do. Yeah. But according to the Bible, salvation was a gift, and it was by faith. Do you remember those two things? Yes, it even says in Romans chapter 3, verse 28, it says, "Therefore we conclude that a man is justified by faith without the deeds of the law." So according to the Bible, a deed of the law is following any of God's commandments. And according to this scripture, it's saying that I'm justified by faith without the deeds of the law. So that would be no works whatsoever. I want to show you another few verses here, but the Bible does bring up a passage where it asks, what does someone have to do to be saved? If I were to ask you this question, what do you think someone has to do to be saved? How would you answer?
Believe in the gospel.
Is that enough, or is it believe in something else?
Personally, I don't think it's enough for me.
Okay, what do you think?
I mean, believe in God, believe in the gospel. That's what he tells us. If we believe in him, then we will have eternal life.
So do you think if you believe in him, that's enough, or do you also have to have the works?
Not necessarily the works, but to commit to him, yes.
Okay, so the Bible does say here in this question, "Sirs, what must I do to be saved?" And they said, "Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved." So according to this verse, it does say the only thing necessary is to believe. Is that true?
Yeah, according to this verse.
Does this verse say go to church?
No.
Does this verse say you have to repent of your sins?
No.
Does this verse say anything other than believe?
No.
Do you see anything in this verse saying other than believe?
No.
Okay. So according to this verse, it's saying if you believe, you would be saved. Now, to believe according to the Bible is something different than just acknowledging someone's existence. Of course, acknowledging Jesus' existence is not enough to save someone. The Bible teaches you have to trust. So in a similar way, you probably have taken some tests before, right? If I said I believe in you to do a good job, what does that mean?
That no matter what happens, you truly believe that I'll make a good job.
Like you'll pass the test, yeah, or do a good job, right?
Yes. Okay. Yes.
So what if I took the test for you? Do I believe in you?
No.
What if you did part of the test and I did part of the test? Do I believe in you?
No.
So the same way is with the gospel. If I think that it's Jesus died on the cross and paid my sins, but I also have to go to church, be a good person, follow the commandments, I'm not really believing in him. I'm still trusting in myself. And the Bible says I would not be saved. To be saved, according to the Bible, I have to change what I believe and put 100% trust that his death, his burial, and his resurrection was the only payment for my sin. Have you ever flown on a plane?
Yes.
Did you fly or the pilot?
The pilot.
So did you put all of your faith in the pilot to get you there?
Yep.
Now, what if you tried to fly the plane with him? Do you think that would work?
Probably wouldn't go as well as him flying it himself.
This is the same with salvation. Jesus is the pilot in this proverb that I'm giving you. And what you do is you simply trust that his death, burial, and resurrection is the only means of taking you to heaven. And you sit back and enjoy the flight. Now, of course, when it comes to works, I'm not saying they're not important. I'm not saying they don't have their place. What I am saying is that salvation is not both. And if we go to the most famous verse, it's John 3:16. I would venture you guys probably have heard that verse. Have you heard John 3:16?
Yes, sir.
Can you quote it for me?
No.
What about you?
Yeah. Can I quote it? Yeah. No, I don't think I can.
I'm sure you guys would be really close, even if I gave you an opportunity. The Bible says in John 3:16, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life." According to this verse, what do you have to do to have everlasting life?
Believe in God's Son, Jesus.
Believe in God's Son.
Does it say go to church?
No.
Does it say anything other than believe?
No.
So according to this verse, most famous verse, it says that you only believe and you'd have eternal life or everlasting life. The verse preceding, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have eternal life. Same thing, basically. The Bible even says down here, he that believeth on him is not condemned, but he that believeth not is condemned already because he hath not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God. So one guy believes, goes to heaven. Another guy does not believe. Where does he go?
Hell.
Hell. So does it say how good these guys were in their lives?
No.
How many commandments they followed?
No.
Does it say what church they went to?
No.
So according to the verse, the only thing that differentiates the two is one believed in Jesus and one did not believe in Jesus. Is that true?
Yes.
Okay. So actually, that's what the Bible teaches is the only requirement for salvation. Now, to explain how works actually come into view for our lives, the Bible says, but as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God, even them that believe on his name. According to the Bible, if you believe in Jesus, you become his son. Now, how long is my mom going to be my mom?
Not forever.
Well, my mom's dead, but she's still my mom.
Oh, okay, then forever.
If I died, she'd still be my mom, right?
Yes.
So it's actually already established this is my mom forever. Does that kind of make sense to you?
Yeah, it makes
okay.
sense. Okay,
yes. So I can't change who my parents are. Now I can change how my relationship is with them if they're pleased with me, and that's based on my behavior. Is that true?
Yes.
So if I'm a really good son, that might make my mom mad or happy, I'm sorry. If I'm really bad, that could make her really upset with me. But if I'm the worst person ever, I still can't change who my parents are. Is that true?
Yes.
Okay. So according to the Bible, the same works with God. If someone believes in Jesus Christ, in that moment, the Bible teaches they become a son of God, and no matter how good or bad a person they are, they're always God's son. Okay? Now, that does not mean that God would not punish them for sinning. Okay? So if I lie, steal, cheat, commit adultery, do wickedness, God can punish me on earth. I could go to jail, get the death penalty, get sick, bad things can happen to me. But because I'm his son, he would love me, and I would still go to heaven. Just like my parents, they could never change the fact that I'm their son. They may be disappointed in my actions, but my parents would always love me. Does that kind of make sense to you?
No, yeah, it makes sense.
So it's important to follow rules, but what if I came to your house and I followed all your parents' rules? Are we now brothers?
Not by blood, but...
We could be friends, yeah. Right? But that wouldn't really make us... I wouldn't be the son of your parents by following their rules. Is that true?
Yes.
So the same's with God. Going to church and following God's rules will not make me his son. It's by believing in Jesus Christ that makes me his son. And, of course, I should follow his rules. I should go to church. I should read the Bible. But that's not going to save me. If I do believe that my works save me, then I'm not believing in Jesus. I'm actually trusting in myself. Okay? I want to go back to where I started. And the Bible says in Romans chapter number 6, it says that salvation itself is a gift. It says, for the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. So if I said, I'm going to give you my Bible today for $100, is that a gift?
No.
What if I said, I'll pay 50, you pay 50, is that a gift?
No.
What if I said, you got to wash my car first, is that a gift?
No.
So does a gift have to be free?
Yes.
Okay. Look at what it says in Romans chapter number 5 about salvation. It says, the righteousness of one, the free gift, came upon all men under justification of life. So the Bible says salvation is a free gift. So if God said, you have to believe in me and go to church, read the Bible, pray, and follow the commandments, is that a free gift?
No, it's not.
So that doesn't seem to match with what the Bible's saying, does it?
No.
So actually the Bible teaches it's free because Jesus paid it all. Jesus died on the cross. Jesus paid for every sin, past, present, and future, for all persons. The Bible says his soul descended into hell for 3 days and three nights, but he rose again, conquering death and hell. He ascended into heaven. And that all you have to do is believe in his death, burial, and resurrection as the payment for your sin, and you would be saved. Do you see what I'm saying is maybe different than what you were saying earlier?
Yeah.
Based on what I showed you, would you say you still believe it's both faith and works, or do you think what I'm showing you is right?
I think what you're showing me is right.
What about you?
I agree.
So according to the Bible, salvation is a one-time decision. It's trusting in Jesus. You become born again, and you're given the gift of eternal life. Everything I've showed you, I think you've been following, so I want to ask a practical question, okay? Let's say I believe in Jesus today, but tomorrow I commit a really bad sin. What do you think is a really bad sin?
Murdering somebody.
I agree. I think murder's probably the worst. Let's say I believe today and commit murder tomorrow. When I die, would I go to heaven or would I go to hell?
I think you will go to hell.
Now, based on the Bible that I showed you here, it said that if I believed I would get eternal life, I'll become God's son, and that he's already paid all of my sins. So if that's true, Bible actually teaches I would go to heaven. Now, as a result of committing murder, the Bible teaches I would be punished for that. I could go to jail, get the death penalty. God may even cause me to die physically as a result of committing such a horrible sin. But according to the Bible, I still have eternal life in my soul, and I would still go to heaven. Does that kind of make sense to you?
Yeah, it makes sense.
So based on what I showed you, if I believe but I committed all the sins in the future that I could, would I still go to heaven?
Yes.
Does that kind of make sense?
Yeah, it makes sense.
So according to the Bible, it says that once you're saved, you're always saved. Based on what I showed you, would you say you actually believe that now?
Yeah.
What about you?
I agree.
So I'm not advocating to commit sin.
Yeah, no,
I'm not telling you to be bad. I'm just saying that salvation's free. I'm saying salvation's a one-time thing. I'm saying that salvation is eternal life, and you can't lose that because Jesus truly paid all of our sins. Now, based on what I showed you, does it sound like salvation's easy or hard?
Easy.
Do you think it's easy or hard?
It's easy.
Now, do you think if God loves you and wants you to go to heaven, he would make it easy or hard?
Easy.
Easy.
Okay. And according to the Bible, if Jesus Christ is the Word of God, then we're actually trusting what the Bible says. We're trusting in him to be saved. The Bible says salvation is coming by faith. And the Bible says in Romans chapter number 10, faith cometh by hearing and hearing by the word of God. I want to show you one more verse based on what I showed you guys today, all right? This explains how someone believes in Jesus to be saved. It says in Romans 10, verse number 9, that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and shalt believe in thy heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. So it says here that if you confess and you believe, that you would be saved. What if I prayed and I'm asking God, I'm saying, please save me. But in my heart, I do not believe in him. Would that save me?
No.
No.
What if I prayed every day of my life, but I never really believed in him? Would that save me?
No.
No.
Exactly. So it's not just by saying a special word or a prayer that would save someone. What if I prayed, asking God to save me today, but I believe it's me going to church, reading my Bible, and being a good person? Would that save me?
No.
Why?
Because you're believing in the works, not in Jesus.
Exactly. I'm not trusting what he did. Yeah. I'm trusting myself to be good. Yeah. Does that kind of make sense? What if I think I can lose my salvation? I pray. Would that save me?
No.
Why?
Because you're not believing that Jesus died for us and that he already forgave our sins.
Exactly. If I think I can lose my salvation, I'm not trusting what Jesus did. I'm trusting myself to continue being good or follow the commandments. Does that kind of make sense?
Yeah, it makes sense.
What about you? Do you agree with these answers?
I agree with what Miguel said, yes.
So according to the Bible, salvation's a one-time decision, trusting in Christ. You can't lose it for any reason. And once you've believed in him, you're saved forever. Is that something you agree with now?
Yeah.
I agree with that.
Yes.
If I could help you say a simple prayer based on what I just showed you, would you do that with me and just tell God that you're trusting him alone for salvation?
Yes, of course.
Okay. I'll just say a simple prayer. You can repeat the words, but it's not based on the words. It's if you believe him in your heart. All right? So we'll just pray right now, all right? Dear Heavenly Father, I know I'm a sinner, and I deserve hell. But I believe you sent your son, Jesus Christ, to die on the cross for all my sins. He was buried and rose again. Please save me and give me eternal life. I'm only trusting in Jesus Christ, not myself. Amen.
Amen.
Did you mean that?
Yes, sir.
With all my heart.
So according to the Bible, where would you go when you die?
Heaven.
Why?
Because I truly believe in Jesus Christ.
What did he do for you?
He died for my sins.
Did he pay for some of them or all of them?
All of them.
When you believed in him, he gave you a gift. What was that gift?
Salvation.
Specifically, I'm thinking about eternal life. Is that true?
Yes.
Can you lose eternal life?
No.
So is that a little bit different than the answers you gave me earlier?
Yeah.
Does that make more sense?
Yeah, it makes more sense.
What about you?
For the same way, yes.
I want to show you another verse here. The Bible says that you can know you're saved. It says in 1 John chapter number 5, verse 13 is what I want to show you. These things have I written unto you that believe on the name of the Son of God, that ye may know that you have eternal life, and that you may believe on the name of the Son of God. God wants you to know you're saved because you believed in Jesus Christ. So you can actually have the confidence that you're saved and not hope so or wonder so, but know so. And God wants you to know that you're saved so that you'll serve him not out of obligation, but because you actually love him. Does that kind of make sense to you?
Yeah, that makes sense.
So if you never serve God, would you still go to heaven?
I don't think so.
Wait a minute. didn't you get eternal life today?
Yeah.
So even if you choose to not be a good son, would you still be a son?
Yeah.
That's exactly right. Now, should you do that?
No.
So I assume you know, I can understand that you want to serve God. And the Bible teaches when you get saved, you have an inward man. You have the spirit inside of you has become born again, and he always wants to serve God.
Yeah.
But here's the problem. Your flesh, your old man, he doesn't ever want to serve God.
Yeah, exactly.
He just wants to party, have fun, and live for himself. And you get to decide every day, Miguel, who you're going to follow, your flesh or your spirit, okay? So if you follow your flesh, you're still going to go to heaven. It's just it won't be as pleasing to God. Does that kind of make sense to you?
Yeah, it makes sense.
Yeah.
So what I'm showing you here is that salvation is a one-time decision, but I'm not saying that your life is a one-time decision. You still need to serve God with your life. You should still go to church, read the Bible. I'm reading with you guys today a King James Bible. Do you have a Bible at home?
I have the King James Bible.
What about you?
Yes.
Now, did you realize that different Bibles have different verses taken out of them?
Yes.
Yes.
We actually have a documentary. It's called The Preserved Bible. I'd love to give you a ticket to it. You can watch it online for free. It just explains why I use a King James Bible and why I believe it's God's Word preserved in English. And it shows the differences from a lot of the modern Bibles, how they take verses out and change doctrine. So I'd encourage you guys to check that out. Do you have a question for me, Miguel?
No questions.
What about you?
I'm all good.
Thank you guys so much for taking time to talk with me today. This is really important. Now, based on what I showed you, do you think everyone already agrees with us, or do you think there's a lot of people confused?
I think there's a lot of people confused.
The world's broken. People are confused all the time.
The Bible tells us, unfortunately, that most people are not saved and that most preachers and churches are not teaching the gospel correctly. And so it's our job, that us that are saved, to confront other people and try to give them the gospel so that they would change their mind and believe in Jesus Christ. So I want you guys to think about that. Now that you're saved, God wants you to preach the gospel to other people and try to get them saved. Is that something that you're going to think about?
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
All right. Well, thanks so much for your time, guys.
Thank you.
God bless you. Have a great day, all right?